Welcome back, everybody. It's Luke, Sorka, and Gronje here. We're live on Irish Radio. Today we'll talk about literature.
Particularly, we'll discuss a very famous Irish writer, James Joyce. There is also a special guest here for us, Philip Stork, an Irish intellectual who studied Joyce's life and works.
Hi everybody! James Joyce was an Irish modernist writer who wrote in a groundbreaking style that was known both for its complexity and explicit content. He was born on the 2nd of February 1882 in Dublin and he died on the 30th of January 1941 before the end of the Second World War. In 1914, he published his first book, Dubliners, a collection of 15 stories. Between 1914 and 1921, Joyce wrote Ulysses, which was published in Paris in 1922. He came from a big family, composed by 12 people. He was the eldest child. His father, Stanislaus, was a talented singer. His mother was Mary Marie Joyce. Stanislaus liked to drink and he used to spend a lot of money in alcohol. Because of this, his family suffered a lack of money.
I read Joyce as the second place in the alcoholic writer list, just after Hemingway.
Really? How is it possible?
Yes, the Irish writer have had big problems with alcohol, exactly like his father. He claimed that drinking made for an excellent writing aid. He said that liquor heightened feelings and believed he could not write as well without drinking. Therefore, he refused a psychiatric treatment. Many people do not realize that without the aid of alcohol, Joyce's novel Ulysses would not exist today. He never dealt well with alcohol, yet he never stopped writing. Through his alcoholism, he continued to create magnificent pieces of literature.
We know it is an interesting discussion, but we will come back in a couple of minutes.
Welcome back. This is Irish Radio. We are always Gronje, Sorka, Luke, and our special guest, Philip Stork. We would better clear that traditionally Irish people have an attitude towards alcohol use. One in five adults never touch alcoholic drinks, but pub culture is considered to be an important part of life for many people. Ireland ranks high among European countries for consumption of alcohol. In 2003, it had the second highest per capita liter consumption in the world. The Irish are now drinking more than they ever did, twice as much as they were consuming back in the 1960s. This has led to an increase in alcoholism and alcohol-related death.
We can't forget the first centuries Ireland has produced world-renowned beverages, which are distributed throughout the world. A nation famous for Guinness, obsessive to drinkers, and some of the best whiskies on the planet. Ireland's indigenous beverages offer a varied selection of any drinkers.
It is incredible to know that 3 million pints of Guinness are brewed every day at St. James's Gate Brewery. In addition, the ancient Irish harp symbol was first used as a symbol for Guinness, and only later it was adopted by the Irish government as an official national symbol.
Wow! Maybe this is why James Joyce was an alcohol lover. I'm worried I have to go now. Thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure to be with you and remember the importance James Joyce had for Irish and worldwide culture.
Thank you, Philip, for your knowledge. Hope you will come here again.
Now it's time for the forecast and Ed. Gronje, Luke and Sorka wish you a nice day. See you tomorrow at the same time on the Irish Radio.
Bye! Bye.